University suspends 228 students for allegedly breaking pandemic guidelines. By Amy Furr on August 25, 2020. Ohio State University temporarily suspended 228 students recently who allegedly violated guidelines for social gatherings during the coronavirus pandemic. Students moved back to campus starting August 12. At the time, the university sent out a note telling students they must wear a mask, practice social distancing, and that gatherings could not include more than 10 people, according to CNN. In a letter Friday, Vice President of Student Life Melissa Shivers warned that the university's student conduct team was working on opening dozens of cases that would likely result in interim suspensions. Shivers added that student organizations involved in unsafe gatherings were in danger of losing their recognition and funding. She continued, "Perhaps knowing about the action we are taking will influence your decisions and prompt you to encourage others to take this situation seriously. And remember that this is all about more than the individual. We have one shot at this, responding to what so many of you asked for, an on-campus semester at Ohio State." Student Dan Pitt said he received a suspension letter on Saturday for hosting a large gathering at his house on East Frames Avenue, according to the university's student newspaper, The Lantern. However, Pitts did not live in the house anymore and did not host a party there, he told the paper, adding that his address had not been updated in the school's Buckeye link. The report stated, "For Pitts, the impact of the suspension was immediate. He was unable to attend the involvement fair Sunday as an executive board member of Block O and is unable to work at his on-campus job." According to the letter, if he is found on campus, he could be charged with criminal trespassing. Pitt said he submitted evidence of his new residence to his case manager and that she told him Monday that Ryan Lovell, the interim dean of students, would recommend his suspension be lifted. "The university is going to inadvertently have some unintended consequences for students who did nothing wrong," he concluded.